Sports.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, Hour 2. Thanks for rolling over with us, friends. You got Bradley, Dean, sonsoflibertyradio.com. By the way, friends, if you didn't listen to the first hour, you might want to download the podcast and check it out, talking about how yours truly played the fool with wearing shorts in 45-degree weather in the District of Columbia known as Washington, D.C.
It was a very fun first hour.
It was. I had a lot of fun. And anyways, there was another point I wanted to hit, Stephanie, was with one of these, whack jobs?
So we were having so much fun the first hour talking about Bradley wearing shorts in Washington, D.C., of course. We didn't get to all of our intro. So, you know how Bradley always reads our intro, you know, hello, enemies, scoffers, you know, atheists, lunatics, weirdos, and sort of bad guys. And, of course, all you good guys.
Have you not been listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com? Because you should know that verbatim.
Did that not roll off my tongue?
No, it's hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted. Bad guys.
And
that was out of memory.
You are the best.
Nobody's even close. Uh-huh.
That's true. But, you know, I like to every once in a while highlight one of these, you know, weirdos.
Oh, I get them all
stoppers.
Week.
I know you do, but we have it on the radio.
If I don't get a guy telling me to take a gun and to kill myself.
And that's serious.
Oh, yeah. We just sent out a newsletter just today, as a matter of fact, talking about how we had this guy that wrote in a letter. And
it was unbelievable. We actually highlighted it on the radio program. If you did not take a look at that way, you can, you know, listen to the podcast. But this one was kind of fun.
Sometimes, you didn't want to hear the details?
You can.
I mean, it really shows you how debased the guy's mind was.
It was
and how
bad.
It was.
I'm trying to think of the name of the show. I can't think of the name of the show off the top of my head. We'll have to maybe look that up.
Now, if you'd like to get that information, you can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and talk to Liz. She can get you on our newsletter list.
That's right. Okay. And our podcast. So we have ones like that are extremely serious, completely vile. I couldn't even. Actually, the first time I heard that letter was when you read it live.
It was
I knew you had got one. You said, well, I'll read it on the radio show. It was almost like you're kind of aghast that I can't. He could have wrote the dictionary, you know, word for four-letter words. He could have filled that thing up.
Come on.
Can't you
say
anything
dig deeper,
else
Stephanie. Better,
intellectual to say?
Yeah, come on. There's got to be a better word for that. Come on.
Better word for what?
What you were trying to say. Come on.
A four-letter word.
Yeah. If that letter would have been sent to one of our representatives, the FBI would have been called in, and he would have probably went to jail for it.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
But so we've got very serious, and of course, every, you know, enemy and atheist and scoffer and lunatic, weirdo,
and skeptic.
Sort of bad, skeptic, all those guys.
Weirdos.
Of course, they all do give us a sense of, gosh. I mean,
they justify the ministry.
They do, and of course, it's very serious.
As a matter of fact, I even have one blogger this week. Someone brought this to my attention. I'm humored by this guy.
Sometimes they're humorous.
Yeah, there's one blogger out there that everything I do, he highlights me.
I know,
it's like obsessive. He's very obsessed with me. There's no question about it. And it's out of Minneapolis here. And what's interesting about it is, can you spot Bradley Dean?
Like, where's Waldo?
So in other words, that's not a good parallel, Stephanie.
Saying,
Waldo, Bradley Dean,
I'm
come
not
on.
Saying it's a good comparison.
Studley and Waldo. How does that work?
What I'm saying is,
were you saying that to demean me in front of my son?
No.
Because you heard about the taxi driver during the first hour, right?
I did hear about I'm
not going to allow myself to be demeaned in front of my 9-year-old boy.
Okay, let me explain myself. Okay. It's kind of like, you know, for those on the back of those cereal boxes, where's Waldo? You got to try to spot him somewhere,
yes.
Right? So the whole mentality of this guy was, hey, where's Bradley Dean? I got nothing better to do with my
time. He doesn't have anything better
to
do.
So he literally has a picture where you have to look and search and try to spot you. I mean, this is the kind of time that he's got in his hands to waste following you around to see if he can spot your long hair somewhere.
Just here, I'll give you a little hint, America, as to why some of these bloggers hunt me down the way that they do. Because if I see that they go outside of the rule of law concerning their vernacular, using my name to defame me or to put me in a false light, we send them a letter. because they don't have a right to break the law. They don't have freedom of speech to break the law and to put me in a false light or to put a jihad on my life, like, for example, taking a picture of my house, putting it up online, or then sending forth along with that picture my physical address. Mm-hmm. You know, that's not cute. And then all of a sudden I get death threats. So if you want to play, you probably should find someone else to do it with, because I'm not going down that road, and I'm not going to turn the other cheek. And if you go too far with me and you violate the law, I'm going to deal with you. And this individual that actually drew up a story, and he put the picture there of me in D.C., mm-hmm. and he's got me outlined, and it says, "Can you spot Bradley Dean?"
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, what's interesting about that is when you look at some of the quotes below that, it's interesting that some of the people are responding to him like, "Do you not have nothing better to do with your time?"
Seriously.
I mean, these people nail me like they nail Michelle Bachmann, and it's interesting when they nail me, Michelle Bachmann seems to be found somewhere in the same story or mm-hmm. in the comments here in Minneapolis. Well, but it shows you the effectiveness of the ministry. Now, this is what I wanted to say. This individual that actually took my picture and put it up on his blog site and said, "Can you spot Bradley Dean?" People need to realize that my attorney concerning MSNBC is actually suing these bloggers and their outfits, not only here, but nationally, for some of the things that they have said about our attorney.
Mm-hmm.
So that explains to you why he's constantly nailing my ministry. And by the way, I do want to say I appreciate it, because he keeps me out in the spotlight.
Yeah, and your hair looked nice in that picture that he grabbed.
You
know,
like
he got you from behind. It's almost like he's stalking you, quite frankly.
He is.
Yeah, and he's sitting there.
It's almost to the point of going there.
Exactly.
And he's on the line mm-hmm. of doing just that. As a matter of fact, somebody just brought that up. See, friends, it's okay being a public person, but when they start to get weird about it, the law does need to be called in.
That's right.
Okay.
That's why we have laws, to protect ourselves. So as you mentioned, some of them are very serious, and some of them, quite frankly, they're funny. They make me laugh because they're so
smart.
They're so
ish.
Intellectually
ish.
Wow.
Piggish.
Seriously,
yes.
Piggish.
All right. Did you get
well,
that?
This one was kind of interesting. I like this one. So this guy says, "I look," or you know, maybe
it's
a girl.
Are you having just a little, I mean, you're almost acting like it's your birthday. Are you having too much
well,
fun?
I would accept a birthday present from you today if you'd like to
Stephanie,
go there.
Stephanie, you get birthday presents every
that
day of
true.
Your life.
That is
you're
true.
You're my wife.
But since it is, you know, I'm acting like it's my birthday, I would most certainly accept one today.
Well, we'll see what we can do. There's a rose right there.
Oh, thank you so much. That's actually a wedding rose. I like that.
Cool.
But this one, you know, I have to say, I don't know if it's from a guy or a girl, because he doesn't or she doesn't give us the first name. It's Jay Gill, okay?
Gill.
Yeah. I listened to
Anonymous. Let's just say Anonymous.
Mr. Anonymous. How about that? I like that.
Mr. or Mrs. Forthright.
That's right. Okay.
Incognito.
Of course, you don't get these phone calls from these people, but they like to just send these things.
No, we can't do that.
Okay. Well, here's what everyone's in suspense now. What did this person actually say? I listened to your radio show and found that you use many quotes from other people.
Yes.
This is a common technique used by those who rarely have anything impressive or relevant to say. Can you tell me why that is? And I thought that was actually humorous. Well, the reason why that is, Mr. Anonymous, is because we
or
have
Mrs.
our, that's right,
yeah.
our founding forefathers and those people who have laid down their lives for our country and for your freedom, I might add, that you are walking in to even have the ability to have your freedom of speech to say these things to us right now, have some tremendously wonderful things to say, probably much better than what you could say.
And I think it's wisdom, too, because Scripture tells us that we're to follow in the faith and the footsteps of those that went before us in the faith. And so who would know better than our forefathers who actually fought, bled, and died to give us what we have today? And Scripture tells us not to give ourselves over to change. So why would we give ourselves over to the change? And Scripture also tells us to go back to the old past, not the new past. That's what's so awesome about this show. We're not giving our opinion. We're giving you facts, and facts are stubborn things. Friends, you got Bradley and Stephanie. You know her as a pretty little princess. You got the Sons of Liberty Radio.com and
Daughters of Liberty.
Be right back after this break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
As a small business owner, the world offers an abundance of obstacles, especially now, that just crush my spirit. Having Christ as my hope and Redeemer, I know we have the victory and are being called now more than ever in the face of persecution to be and act as Christians. Finding Bradley on Sons of Liberty Radio has encouraged me to take heart, remembering who we are in Christ and to be ready to stand up boldly in the face of oppression.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsofliberty.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Again, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, friends. If you'd like to support this ministry, please go online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com. Go to the donation button on the bottom right hand and go ahead and donate. We appreciate it. Or you can give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. We haven't thrown the number out there today, friends, for the very purpose of, well, we've got a lot to unload on you today. That would be you. You're up, Steffi.
Speaking of unloading, so the reason why Mr. or Mrs. Anonymous, that we go back and use other people's quotes, is because they have a lot to teach us. For example...
You mean we don't know everything?
We do not know everything.
Okay, just,
if a man thinketh he knoweth anything, the Bible says he knoweth nothing yet as he ought to know.
Amen.
So Benjamin Rush, who was a signer of the Declaration of Independence...
Smart guy, doctor.
...and a ratifier of the U.S. Constitution, this is what he said. The gospel of Jesus Christ prescribes the wisest rule for just conduct in every situation of life. Happy they are who are enabled to obey them in all situations. He also said Christianity is the only true and perfect religion, and that in proportion as mankind adopts its principles and obeys its precepts, they will be wise and happy. Sounds like some good bit of information to me.
It kind of reminds me of Scripture when the Lord said, when you keep my laws and my commandments and my statutes and my judgments, he said, that's your wisdom before the nations.
That's right.
That's in the book of Deuteronomy.
Amen. Yeah. And Alexander,
so it's that simple?
Very.
I mean, it's not difficult?
Serious.
It's not complicated?
Speaking of simple, this is kind of off topic, but it goes along with
the
it.
The magnanimity of the stupidity of the people that questioned the authority of our Heavenly Father.
And that was yours truly, Mr. Bradley D. No quotation
there.
Did you
like that?
I did like that. You know, we've talked about this before. But it was interesting, just a little side note. I remember one time when they were talking about Obamacare when it was first coming out, Michelle Bachmann was on TV, and she had a stack of papers literally 2 to 3 feet high.
Yep.
That was all of Obamacare.
Yep.
If you look at the Ten Commandments, they're in Deuteronomy and Exodus 20, yep. It's, you know, one page long, not even a page long. So if you don't want to obey that one sheet of paper sitting there, you're going to obey
one
all
chapter.
That two, yeah, one chapter.
Yeah, yeah.
You're going to obey those 2 to 3 feet high long laws that people say.
No,
you're not.
Slow down a little.
You don't
bit.
Want to obey those. Is what I'm saying.
Honey, if you make a mistake, I'm here to nail you.
Thank you.
Okay.
I appreciate that.
Okay.
What I'm saying is if you don't want to obey God's Ten Commandments, you're going to obey man's 10,000.
That's right. That's what I was trying to get out of you. Ratify means in Webster's 1828 to confirm, to establish, to settle. We have ratified them to the borders of Judea to approve. So when Stephanie was using the word ratification or ratify, and when we talk about ratification of fighting, bleeding, and dying, we're talking about how they ratified our covenant, namely the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, and the Constitution of the United States with the price paid, which was their blood. And the blood, if you look in Scripture, life is in the blood. So they gave up their life's blood to ratify our founding documents. They gave us the privilege to have the freedom. Yeah, I mean, there's so many different ways that we can say this, but the freedoms that we have been ratified by those that were willing to lay it down for us.
If I can get a picture that you recently posted.
I had a smart guy say to me, Bradley, I'm trying to figure out how you're saying that. And he found out when he looked up the word that, of course.
You were right.
Well, because Noah Webster was right.
That's right.
See, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, friends. When we say that, we're not talking about getting away from facts. No, that's a great place to be. We always stick to the facts because whatever's outside of facts, it's irrelevant. It's vanity. It's worthless, right? It's numbskullish. Did you like that?
I like that. It's another yours truly quote.
They're so good.
I'm pointing these phrases.
I get to put these online so I can get a little royalty for every time someone uses them.
I like that. Okay. You know, and also just to put a picture to words of what you're saying is you posted, as I mentioned on Facebook, a picture of a couple holding hands in like a garden filled, peace filled area.
Yep.
And beneath them were the sacrifice of all these men who are bleeding and dying or veterans, yep, holding them up for them to be able to enjoy that, yep, peace filled garden. So to put it in a picture term.
And liberty lies on the backs of our soldiers that are willing to fight, bleed, and die to give us the freedoms that we walk in.
You know, I got a
and
great.
And that's a great way. If you can picture that, matter of fact, if you go to Arlington Cemetery, there's actually a monument, a statue that you can actually see showing a picture of just that image.
Yeah, and also, speaking of our founding forefathers, Daniel Webster said, God grants liberty only to those who love it and are always ready to guard and defend it.
That's right.
A nation which forgets its heroes.
Well, why are you using everybody else's quotes? I thought you said it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. When I'm saying that, I'm really showing and exposing your error, because we don't really care about your opinion, because we're not ruled by opinion, ma'am, sir, numbskullish one. We're ruled by law. So when we're talking about, friends, listen, weirdos and enemies and scoffers and atheists and skeptics, folks, those aren't people that have enough common sense to follow in the footsteps of those that have gone before them to establish what they've had. These are the ones that go outside of the rule of testimony, which is only found in Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I got a question for you.
Did that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
How long have we had our Constitution?
I don't ever want you to go on live radio and act like you know more than I do. Just don't do that.
I don't claim to know more than you do. I'm here to assist you, to make you look good.
My helpmate.
That's right. That's
you mean you're not my floor mat?
No,
the scriptural position.
That's right. Helpmate.
Cool, I like that.
I like that too.
Okay. I think that's a good idea.
I think so, too. You know, well, let's look at a guy like Alexander Hamilton. He was a signer of the Declaration of Independence. He was a ratifier of the U.S. Constitution, as you went into the depth about the ratification, as you just gave us the definition. This is what he had to say. I have carefully examined the evidences of the Christian religion, and if I was sitting as a juror upon its authenticity, I would unhesitatingly give my verdict in its favor. I can prove its truth as clearly as any proposition ever submitted to the mind of man.
Okay.
And that was from Alexander Hamilton.
Right, so he probably knew a little bit more than the average Joe. What about this one? The fundamental basis of this nation's laws was given to Moses on the Mount. The fundamental basis of our Bill of Rights comes from the teachings we get from Exodus, St. Matthew, from Isaiah, and St. Paul. I don't think we emphasize that enough these days, said President Harry Truman. If we don't have a proper fundamental moral background, therein lies the problem. These are the idiots that we deal with, friends.
Mm-hmm.
We finally end up with a totalitarian government which does not believe in rights for anybody except the state.
Yeah.
And guess what? They coincide and they comply with what the state says rather than what God commands, and therein lies the problem.
Yep, I like this ping-ponging back and forth.
Yeah.
Patrick Henry, ratifier of the U.S. Constitution, he said this: it cannot be emphasized too strongly or too often enough that this nation was founded not by religionists, but by Christians. Not on religions, plural, but on the gospel of Jesus Christ. For this very reason, peoples of others' faith have been afforded asylum, prosperity, and freedom of worship here. And he also said, the Bible is a book worth more than all the other books that were ever printed.
Yes, I like that. Now, you were talking about the foundations and the longest standing constitution. Did you know that Brazil's into their seventh constitution because they wanted to do it their way and not God's way? Poland's into their sixth constitution because, well, they wanted to do it their way and not God's way. Well, Afghanistan's into their fifth constitution because they wanted to do it their way. How's that working out for the Afghanistanis today? It's probably not working out too well. But Russia's into their fourth constitution, and America's in trouble, too, because we've got idiots like this that email us such stupidity, asking us the question, why do we always refer to those that know better than we do?
Now, someone who gave us the longest-standing constitution in the modern history, someone who establishes beautiful country that we now live in and gave him the freedom to even have his opinion, it might be a good idea for us to take a
look at that. Here's the other thing. If it's not broken, you don't need to fix it.
Amen.
But if it's broken, then you need to fix it.
Or go back to the original manual.
That's what I'm saying.
Exactly.
You need to fix it. Yes. And I know sometimes it's painful. But you know what? You have to do what you have to do. For the sake of time, pretty little princess, I have to get to my topic, and it's this, that no man is above the law. And remember what Theodore Roosevelt rightly said. He said, no man is above the law, and no man is below it. Nor do we ask any man's permission when we ask him to obey it. Because obedience to the law is demanded as a right, not asked as a favor. Now, you really have to understand from the heart what he's saying.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't complicated. A little child will understand what Theodore Roosevelt just said. To the average adult, you're going to say, Bradley, what in the heck are you saying? Listen again. No man is above the law, and no man is below it. Nor do we ask any man's permission when we ask him to obey it, because obedience to the law is demanded as a right, not asked as a favor. President Theodore Roosevelt. I'm going to take a quick break. I'm going to hit my topic. You got Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Alongside of me is, well, my wife, Stephanie. She's known as the...
I can't say that. You're supposed to say that.
Well, you're supposed to say Daughters of Liberty.
Daughters of Liberty.
Okay, now we're working this out, and I feel some more.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Break, friends, we were talking about how man is not above the law. Of course not. Why? Because he's not the one that gave the law. So who dictates? The one that gave the law or the one that didn't give the law? I want to emphasize this clearly. Remember, God gave his law because he loves. And the quote is from President Theodore Roosevelt, who was right when he said, "No man is above the law, and no man is below it, nor do we ask any man's permission when we ask him to obey it, because obedience to the law is demanded as a right. The right came from God. He's the right giver. Therefore, he's the lawgiver. He gave the gift. He's the gift giver. Freedom, right? Liberty. Given to those that are willing to fight for their rights, the good fight of faith, which is derived from Scripture." And we're not to ask as a favor for them that are not ruled by law to obey the law. And again, this may sound complicated, but if you think it's not complicated at all. Napoleon said, this is the man that said the Bible is no mere creature. He said it's no mere book. He said it's a living creature. The Bible is no mere book. He said it's a living creature that conquers all that oppose it. Man, these are smart bad guys, weren't they? They understood because they spent their lives fighting against righteousness only to find out that God was always at work. Because in the Spirit, the law is perpetual. It is always at work. That's why bad is always being uncovered, because there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. But again, Napoleon said, he who saves his country violates no law. Let me get back on track here. Napoleon again said, he who saves his country violates no law. Those that save their country love their country. And those that want to save their country because they love know that they have to follow the rule of the law to establish their country. I say this, I say he who fulfills the law out of love saves his country, Romans 13:10, only to establish liberty to those that abide by the law. And if you go back to our founders and those that help establish our country, namely Charles D. Montesquieu, he's the guy that said liberty is the right to do what the law permits. This is not hard to do, especially when you love. It has been said that the truth, the law, is the first casualty in war. It always is. Because the truth, the law, is the great stumbling block to those that don't want to be ruled by law. And let me tell you this, those that are ruled by law, and because they love that law, guess what they do, patriots? And the very definition of the meaning of the word patriot is to uphold that law. And by the way, Jesus Christ did not come to destroy the law. He came not to destroy, but to fulfill Matthew 5. Again, common sense. Law protects and law condemns. And speaking of government, the whole purpose of government is to ensure our rights that God gave us. But what happens when those that are representatives of we, the people that don't want to be ruled by God? Well, they don't ensure your rights. They attempt to steal them away. They encroach upon you and your rights, don't they? They attempt to deceive you out of rights. What they do is they like to mischievously create law, don't they? Which is known as policy in this country. And Stephanie said just a couple segments back, if you don't want to listen to God's Ten Commandments, you're going to listen to man's 10,000, and 10,000 commandments is what you're dealing with today. Thousands of policies are being thrown down on the freedoms of the American people on a weekly basis by this corrupt administration. The function of government is not to break the law, friends. And if the American people understood that it is not the right of the government to break the law, none of them, not just this administration. It's interesting. I was listening to the news during the break here. And they were talking about how this administration is trying to actually justify Kathleen Sebelius. Friends, pull the curtain back on these people. Oh my gosh! They should have been thrown in jail a long time ago. The key would have been thrown away from any decent patriot in this country. And what does Scripture tell us? What does Scripture prophetically tell us, just like our forefathers warned us? That our Constitution is made for a moral and a religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. These people are not ruled by God. Therefore, they are not there to ensure your rights. They are attempting through deception to steal them away. I think this is common sense. I think you understand. I think that you're tracking with me. When the wicked are exalted, Scripture tells us, the wicked walk on every side. Whatever starts at the top falls to the bottom. Again, if the American people understood that it is not the right of government to break the law, and that our rights come from God, the lawgiver, and not the generosity of the state, said John F. Kennedy, then America would not be in the state that it is in today. And let me say this one more time. I also have to remind you that no representative, none, not a one of them has the authority to tear down the Constitution and to rebuild it in his or her own image. Not a one of them. Every state preamble starts out acknowledging what? God Almighty. Because he is the lawgiver. And when you go to the foundation of of who we are and what our constitutional republic is based off of, you can find out therein lies the problem. I did a radio interview in the state of Minnesota. A guy said to me, he's kind of a heavyweight in Minneapolis. I'm not even going to say his name. But he thought he was going to get me on his radio station, and he thought he was going to spank me in front of his listeners. And he said, "Hey, Bradley, what's your opinion?" I said, "Hey, listen, brother from another mother. My opinion doesn't matter any more than your opinion matters, because we're not a democracy. We're not ruled by opinion. We're a constitutional republic ruled by God, like it or not." I said, "The problem is we all used to be based in the same principles. Therefore, we could have different opinions, but we're still based off of the same principles." See, now you have the foundation through the education system and the federal government violating Article 10 of the Bill of Rights, and then you wonder why you're at where you're at today, and all the while knowing that 700,000 students in this country that graduate from public high schools, they can't even read their own graduation diplomas. What's the problem? Let me tell you what the problem is. The government is no longer being ruled by the laws of our constitutional republic, because the American people have tolerated them to violate the laws. Because they themselves are guilty of breaking the laws. Why is America in trouble? That's why, right there. You don't want to be ruled by God, you're going to be ruled by tyrants. And tyrants you have, friends. And tyrants you have. So how do you disrupt this? How do you break it up? Go to the education system. Friends, I'm going to tell you this, and I want you to listen to me carefully. I am going to go down in history as one that continuously, on the Sons of Liberty, on a daily basis, 6 days a week, excluding Sundays, of course, as one that warned America that if you want to preserve this republic, then you better get to the younger generation. And when I said earlier during one of our segments that I am the only one doing this that I know of, it's folks, it's sad, but let me tell you something. It's true. And it's a hard road, but it's the right road. And you know what? I know I'm exactly right on the money by the Holy Ghost. I know I'm nailing it. Read Deuteronomy 1. You know, the older generation thought that the younger generation would become a prey. You know what the Lord did? He came in through Moses and he said, tell that older generation that thought the younger generation was going to become the prey, tell the older generation that they're going to go around the mountain, they're not going to enter into the promised land, but tell the younger generation that they thought were going to become the prey, tell them that they're going to inherit the promises, and tell the older generation that they are not. What's happening today, friends? What's happening today, friends? Remember that segment during the first hour? What's the number one question asked? Bradley, what are we supposed to do? I'm telling you what you're supposed to do. And those that love their country, I'm giving you the answers. I'm giving you the remedy to the problem. Do you want to hear it? Do you want the result? Then fight for the next generation. Because if you won't, corrupt government will, and they are. Illegally. Facts are stubborn things. Going back to my radio interview. Facts are stubborn things. You know, this heavyweight in Minneapolis, next time he might want to think about what he asks somebody that's been in the ring for 19 years before he pulls him in the ring with him. And case in point, friends, I was one of those kids that was completely forgotten about. And for the life of me still, I do not understand why this younger generation is subject to everything and protected from nothing. I don't get it. But when we go to the foundations of the educational system, we understand why Barack Hussein Obama is going after the next generation. Because he's not stupid. He's emulating dictators. We've talked about that a million times. Folks, the people that are the problem in this country believe that our government, they have a pagan view of government. They believe that the state is divine. They believe that the state has authority and it is unlimited authority. False. The people that are the problem in this country believe that government is divine. No, it's been divinely ordained by God. State is divinely ordained and it is limited. But these people believe that You know, they're there to worship the state rather than God. They believe that the tyrant is their man, and if their man can't do it, then nobody can. You want to know why? Because it's all based on evolution. I'm going to come back and I'm going to base your foundations as to where they should be. Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Getting a little lit up here. Friends, right before the break, I was talking about how I got on a radio program with a guy that thought he was going to spank me. When in fact, before he sticks both feet in his mouth, maybe he would want to consider the facts. And see, they're so used to just beating around the bush, and they're used to talking diplomatically, you know, seduction in another guy's. You know, where two people to get together and they agree on what they both know is wrong. You know those guys? See, but again, when you have the foundation and your feet are upon the rock and you don't move and you have a little Holy Ghost spine, guess what? The gates of hell shall not prevail against you. But what we're dealing with in this country, friends, are those that believe that the state is divine, that the state's authority is unlimited, which leads to state worship, resulting in tyranny because it's based on evolution. That's not who we are. That's communism, friends. But when you look at the United States of America and know who we are, you'll find that the state is divinely ordained, Exodus 18:21. The state's authority is limited because we're all in this together, right? Which leads to patriotism and which results in a republic, Article 4, Section 4 of the United States Constitution. Why? Because it's based on creation. And as I said earlier, America, simply put, is ruled by law, a republic, not opinion democracy. You know how many times I see quotes even on Facebook or articles and talking about our democracy. Yes, we're a democratic republic. That's how we operate within the system of our constitutional republic. Democratically, but we're not a democracy, friends. Right? You know what's interesting as well, folks, is holding government down by the chains of our Constitution is our duty. And friends, it's the responsibility of the people to hold them accountable to their oath. And I want to say this too. If I did not love my government, my country, and my people, guess what? I wouldn't say a thing about the errors that are so prevalent in the corrupt government that everybody's complaining about. Friends, it is love to correct. It's not love to complain. And I see a whole mess of people complaining rather than correcting. And I'll tell you the difference between complaining and correcting. Correcting is being a part of the answer, not a part of the problem that you're complaining about. Don't you like that? And the other thing is I'm not going to dishonor the veterans and their sacrifice by honoring those in office who are disrespecting their appointed positions. The veterans honored their oath, right? And so should those who serve we the people. I respect government so much that I want them that serve and represent we the people to honor those who died to give it. That's as sound as it gets. And this is real honor. Romans 13:4. And every individual who desires to save the country will stand behind these statements till death do them part. Our representatives have sworn to uphold the Constitution with their hands placed on the Bible, and this shows us all who we are ruled by. No man is above the law, for man did not give it. Friends, when people sit there and they cap on me, they cut me down, they attempt to demean me, they attempt to discredit me, friends, just pull them out and say, that's great that you're saying that you don't like Bradley. What is it that you don't like about him? I don't like the way he looks. No, you're jealous. I don't like his long hair. Well, listen, bald guy, I get why you're angry with me. I don't like that he's so tall and, well, studly, says my wife. I'm having a little fun here, friends, but really, what is it that they don't like? They don't like the fact that they're wrong. And I want to say this, too, to set the record straight. For those that might be thinking that I'm blowing myself up, I'm not that stupid. I want you to understand that I want to be right, but I always want to be found in Christ's righteousness, not my right, His right. Because I can still be wrong. I'm sorry, I can still be right, yet I can be wrong through motive. I don't want that. And I think when we really understand, as a matter of fact, I know, in fact, that when we are filled with the Holy Ghost, we don't care if we're right or we're wrong, as long as we're reaching out to people with the truth, only to right the wrongs. And what does the Holy Ghost come to do? He comes to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment. He comes to bring forth godly repentance, that you might understand that your sin is before Him who sees all things and naked. That's pretty awesome, isn't it? Because it's God that we have to repent before, not man. So to my friends that are constantly coming after me, listen, I'm not here to say that I'm right. Although I know I am right, because first of all, I didn't say it, and I know it through experience that it is true. And I'm talking about the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm talking about the words that have been tried in the fire, and yet they are shining as gold on top of a plateau today. Friends, just listen to what I'm telling you. I'm not here to tell you as well that I knew this my whole life. I didn't know this. I had to repent. We're all saved by grace through faith that are Christians and not of ourselves. It is the gift of God. I'm not here to tell you and be Mr. Authoritative and saying, smack you in the face on both sides. No, that's not my purpose. My purpose is to let you know that I have a responsibility, that I am a minister of reconciliation. I am an ambassador sent by God, Scripture tells us, as a minister of reconciliation. And I want you to know, those that are wrong, that I was wrong too. And when God, by His grace, enlightened me to see His Son, Jesus Christ, and the path that I must walk,
I didn't know the difference until I got on that path. And the Bible says that if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship as one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanseth us from all righteousness. I want to know that you have been given the opportunity by me, love me or hate me, as a faithful witness of God that seeketh the souls of men. Because it's not about money. It's not about being right. It's about showing forth by the Holy Ghost who is right. Because I want you to have the opportunity to meet me in the skies along with those that are going to be there that have gone before us. That cloud of witnesses. I also want to say this, for those that don't want to listen, your cords, you will be taken by, Scripture tells us, and you will fall into the pits that you yourselves have dug. And what you're seeing today is just that. You are taken by the cords of your own iniquity. In other words, you're complaining about what you are tolerating. And Scripture tells us that you will fall into the pits that you yourselves have dug. But I also believe that we can win the day when we get it right. But it has to be right before God. And it has to be the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Because our righteousness, my friends, is but filthy rags in the sight of a just and a holy God.
Well, I think you're absolutely right when you're saying the fact that it's not about me being right. It's about you conforming yourself to the law of God and the word of God, which is absolutely right.
Which Christ fulfills by grace. I don't do that myself, but yet because of my love for the sacrifice, that being Christ on Calvary over 2,000 years ago, it's not hard to respond to the love that was shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Ghost who's been given unto me. How can I go to Arlington Cemetery and disrespect what them men fought, bled, and died for? No way. No way. There's no way I'm going to do it. I'm going to stand and fight for it. As a matter of fact, when I was there, there was funerals going on. There is a sanctifying power that is at Arlington Cemetery. And you cannot describe it. But I'll tell you what, when you go to the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, you'll see what that man stands for. You look at his uniform, it is absolutely perfect. His physical condition, absolutely perfect. His uniform from top to bottom, his shoes, 8-hour shoe shine per shoe. All of his medals are completely, they are measured up. If they can represent the dead, how much more should the church represent the living?
And you know, the interesting part about that is those soldiers that guard the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, everything is absolutely perfect. It takes a lot of work to make sure that it's perfect, and they volunteer for it.
That's right. And they also say before we go out, it's not like we have a second chance to represent.
That's right.
They stand guard, and they are there to magnify. No greater love is a man than this, than a man lay down his life for his brother. And them men that are alive, they honor the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier like nobody's business. And I'll tell you what, it's a sad state when America has to look at the world and learn the example that Christ gave through the natural.
And they guard that.
In this particular situation.
They guard that tomb to know that no soldier is forgotten. Patrick Henry said, guard with jealous attention to the public liberty. Suspect everyone who approaches that jewel. Unfortunately, nothing will preserve it but downright force. Whenever you give up that force, you are inevitably ruined.
That's right. And that was something that we talked about earlier. But that's exactly right. Let's go back to the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier.
Mm-hmm.
If you chew gum, do you know that when you walk up to the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, it says there's a little sign. It says, do not lean on this gate. And it says, no gum chewing allowed. No talking. Turn off your phones. Now, you go into a church and you correct, because the Bible says we're to rebuke those that sin before all. You know, oh, that's not accepted in church anymore. Let me ask you something, church. Where did the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, where did the military, where did they get their itinerary? Where did they get their guidelines from? They got it from the book that you should be practicing. The Bible says we're written epistles for all men to read. Yet we have to go to the world to learn what the church should be preaching with their lifestyle? I'll tell you what. It's a day in America where we got to get it right. We can get it right, and we can by the power of the Holy Ghost. Friends, you got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and
Daughters of Liberty.
Check us out online. 1 John 3:18. Love you by what we do. See ya.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.